This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial, Craig Barnwell.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVO. E Live and Local. It is 8:41. We're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 this morning by Dee Schwinn of the Emporia Friends of the Library. Dee, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Glad to hear it, and thanks for giving us some time on this Tuesday morning. Well, the Friends of the Library embarked with a November book sale just a few days ago at a new location, by the way, at 618 Mechanics. So how have things been going with the November edition of the book sale, Dee?
Well, it's been going well. We've had a steady line of people coming through. They're impressed with the location. They felt like they were less crowded and could get through the sale relatively easily. We had a few people who didn't know where it was, but they found their way over. We've had full price the last 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday. And today we start bag sales. So those are always very popular, and we're ready for them.
All right, so your bag sales start today. How much for a bag today, Dee?
Today it's $10 for anything you can get in a bag, and we have bags for you. And you can put DVDs, CDs, books, whatever you can get in that bag. And you can buy as many bags as you want.
Okay.
If you want to fill up two or three, we'll welcome you to that. Then tomorrow, and we'll be open today from 9 to 7.
Okay.
And then tomorrow from 9 to noon, it will be $5 a bag. And then tomorrow afternoon, it will be $2 a bag from 12 to 4.
All right. So the shift to the 618 Mechanic location has been good then, Dee?
I think so. It's much better for the workers who are sorting the books, and we don't bring them up and down steps. They just put them on the tables and after they price and sort them. And so that's worked out really well. The ladies who've been sorting and the people have been sorting were amazing, because we've had less than 2 months to get ready for this, and we had plenty of books. It's just not a lot of hours to get them all priced. So we got priced what we could, and we have over 200 boxes. We had over 200 boxes of books out for people to choose from.
Yeah, so two book sales here in like just a handful of months, not even that.
No, yeah, I know, because it was September 11th, and now, yeah, so the people who sort worked 2 days a week, they usually just work 1 day a week, and so they kind of stepped up, and the community has brought us books upon books, so we have plenty of books still to sort. We just put those away because we couldn't get them all completed in time for this sale, but we will have another sale, we're hoping, the end of March.
End of March. There it is. Save that time of the year. End of March next year, another Friends of the Library book sale. That would be, I guess, called a spring book sale from the...
Yeah, we'll be back to the spring book sale. We're going to kind of play it by ear, whether we'll have less time between sales, because we're not dependent on reserving the library meeting room or anything like that, since we're in different location, and so we can kind of set our times when we want to, which is awesome. I appreciate the city allowing us to utilize this building. It's been great.
So has traffic been good?
Yes, it has. I think as people get more used to it, it'll pick up. Plus, people bought in September to get them through the winter, and so they might not need more books. And some people come in, well, I'm not going to get very many books, and they leave with a bag full. So, and I want to say a shout out. On Saturday, we had the Sacred Heart confirmation class. They needed volunteer hours, and they came and helped us help people carry out books and do that. And we really appreciated their help. They did a great job.
All right, so that location is 618 Mechanic. You're right next to the library there, so you're not far away.
Yes, we're right next to the library, and there's a big sign on the library door that says where it is. So,
okay.
But I am enjoying the location. I think all the workers are, too. I know they are, because they don't have to deal with those steps.
So. That's always a good thing. Friends of the Library book sale today from 9 until 7. It is a $10 bag day today, and then the book sale will wrap up tomorrow. 9 until noon, $5 a bag, and from noon until 4, $2 a bag. The Friends of the Library book sale. And before you go, Dee, where do these proceeds go?
Okay, it all goes to the Emporia Public Library. But we're designating this particular sale for the Charlie Cart, which is also our match day goal. So we're hoping to use this money plus the money we get from match day to help the library purchase the Charlie Cart, which is a mobile kitchen, which they can take in the van and go places or actually use in the library. So we're looking for healthy foods and that kind of thing, literacy for that.
Outstanding. Well, Dee, keep up the great work, and hopefully we have a strong finish.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much for letting us be on.
All right. Dee Schwinn, Emporia's Friends of the Library. This is their second book sale of the fall. And again, it will be from 9 until 7 today, 9 until 4 tomorrow at the location at 618 Mechanic. Good morning. It's 8:46. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. CB Financial. It's 8:47.
It's time for the KBOE Mitten Trees, an opportunity for us to do something special for someone less fortunate.